But originally in 67, 68, it was called the underground scene. And I thought that was great. I liked being part of the underground. It was alternate music in those days. And it was the first time musicians had the freedom to play what they wanted. I mean, it stemmed from the blues. It started with the blues, but, you know, I was never a blues purist. I like rock and roll. And
what was the mainstream? Bubblegum?
I can't even remember that in those days. But Tula Clark and Frank Sinatra in the charts, weren't they, and stuff like that.
But it was a time when the underground was very much in the forefront. It was very much...
Well, it came to the forefront, yeah, because it was such a kind of cool movement. But it was the time, you know, previous to that, most bands, they would wear suits on stage and bow between numbers and do 3-minute pop songs. And then suddenly there was bands like ourselves playing 10-minute guitar solos, and you wear your dirty jeans and t-shirt on stage and not bother to talk to the audience. And that was, you know, that's where the underground came from. And it was just an alternate music society, really. But there were some great gigs. I remember there was this, what was the one in London? Velvet Underground, was it? There were some great gigs where they'd have like a poet, a string quartet, and a rock and roll band, and then there was evening's entertainment. It was, I thought it was very healthy. I actually enjoyed that bit. When it came to Woodstock, we'd been doing the underground circuit, we'd been doing the Fillmores, and places like the Kinetic Playground in Chicago, underground psychedelic clubs. Some of them, you know, anything between 600 and 2,000 people. And I think that was the most enjoyable, musically enjoyable part.
The highlights of Woodstock, seen as Jimi Hendrix, and your rendition of I'm Coming Home.
I'm Going Home.
I'm Going Home. What a mistake. I'm Going Home. Yeah. What, do you remember being up there on stage? What was the emotion like at the time?
It wasn't that different. We played at that particular summer. There was a lot of quite big festivals, and nobody knew that Woodstock was going to be a kind of landmark or a millstone of history, as they call it. It was a big festival, and the difference was that it was a national emergency and you had to get a helicopter to get in. And I mean, it was different from that point of view, but nobody knew it was going to be such a big deal later on. And I was pretty loose, because we got there at 2 p.m. and the organisation was so bad we didn't get to play till 9:00, so...
What do you mean by loose?
A lot of fun being had, shall we say. They're getting into the spirit of things, that's right, yeah. And I remember actually at one point we started one song, and there'd been a big storm in the afternoon, and the atmosphere was very strange. There was a lot of very humid from all the rain, and the guitars went drastically out of tune as we started Good Morning Little Schoolgirl. I actually had to stop the song after about a minute and say, I'm sorry, we're going to have to tune up, and I wish I was dead, because it was really embarrassing, and I thought, well, this is a disaster.